Chapter 11. Questioning God. Critics describe the Christian belief system as non-intellectual or even anti-intellectual. But could the reverse actually be true? What if genuine thinking faith does not demand that all questions need answers? What if we leave room for mystery or unknowns? The existence of doubt does not mean suspending belief. Skepticism does not automatically invalidate hypotheses or theories. If it did, we'd need to declare scientific research invalid and a time waster. Scientists know skepticism can lead to exploration and deeper insights, from doubt to plausible reasons to believe. For many, intellectual engagement, scientific fact, and experiential truth are essential to faith. But a refusal to believe usually is not about an inability to believe. Skepticism monopolizes a position of power. First, the person who claims unbelief or suspended belief avoids commitment. Unbelief demands no allegiance except to the self. A life built on questions rather than answers masquerades as intellectual high ground. However, it's usually a convenient way to float above the demands of a belief system, to evade responsibility. Secondly, nothing to believe means nothing to defend, no mental turf to protect. Cleverly, this position pours energy into attacking others. But people with belief systems can't counter nothingness. Supposedly, non-believers feel free from explanation. When Jesus walked the earth, doubters surrounded him with a well-designed strategy for his destruction. Enemies and critics bombarded him with carefully constructed skepticism. They fervently disputed his claims to truth. At every turn, they challenged his teachings and actions, especially his miracles. Supernatural acts developed faith in some and unbelief in others. The tension in the four Gospels of the New